Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some good news out of California. Gavin Newsom, the beleaguered Democratic governor, I think a good governor, subject to a recall. They were recalling him originally because they didn't like mask mandates and social distancing, believe it or not. And when I say they, I don't mean most people. You know, California has about 35 million people. It only takes a little over a million signatures. We got a million signatures against Scott Walker in a lot smaller state, our state. But then when you get those signatures, which they got among Republicans, basically, it goes on the ballot in two questions. One question is, do you want to recall this guy? And the second question is, if he's recalled, which of the following 44 people do you vote for? And his name can't appear on it. The Democrats made some mistakes. The guys gathering the signatures had to do it by a certain date, and they didn't make it, and they went to court and asked for an extension, which there was no legal basis to give, and Gavin Newsom didn't even hire a lawyer to go and say, no, we object. So the court let them do it because no one showed up. Newsom thought, well, this isn't going anywhere. And secondly, when he filed his papers, he forgot to put the word Democrat on there. Remember, the 7-1 or something is the registration difference between Democrats and Republicans in some areas of California. So then he goes into this thing, and here's the problem. At any given time, somebody could go, all right, yeah, I may be a Democrat, but I'm tired of this guy, time for a change, without realizing what's going to happen. Well, what's going to happen is if he gets recalled, of the 44 people, it only takes a plurality of the vote. There's no ranked choice voting. It's not majority. The guy who's ahead with 26% is Larry Elder, who's a right-wing radio talk show host who thinks that, you know, he's anti-vaxxer, anti-masker. He thinks the minimum wage should be zero. There should be no minimum wage. And he once held a gun on his girlfriend. That would be governor. He would be the governor of California. He's at 26%. The three people tied for second are guys named Faulkner, Kylie, and Cox. They each have 3%. One's a former mayor, San Diego. The other one's a businessman. I don't even know. Oh, the other one's a state assemblyman. Caitlyn Jenner, you've heard of Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner's at 1%. So Larry Elder would get it. The good news that I'm talking about is that Gavin Newsom in the polls of likely voters, not just anybody at random, likely voters, is ahead on the recall question itself. 58% of likely voters will not vote to recall him. 39% of likely voters will vote to recall him. Well, you know something? That's pretty solid. That's 20 points. There's a very, very good chance he's going to be retained. But if he's not retained, we're going to end up with Elder, Larry Elder, at 26%. Some of the other good factors coming into play are there of the early ballot returns. Remember, ballots were mailed to everybody in California already. More than twice as many Dems as Republicans sent their ballots back in. And the second good thing is that the largest voting turnout is in areas like San Francisco. The highest rates of return are coming from Democratic areas. So I think it's beginning to look like Gavin Newsom has weathered the storm, but here's some word. The next time there's a recall petition and the other side wants to get an extension, at least go in and have somebody get up and say, we oppose it, since it's not provided in the law. And secondly, if you do get recalled, stick the word Democrat on there. That could help. But otherwise, I'm very happy to say Gavin Newsom is looking better and better, and he better be looking better and better because the recall is 11 days from now. 11 days from now. There's a lawsuit in Texas that's important. The Democrats have sued the Republican Governor Abbott and the Republican legislature to keep them from redistricting in a special session. What does that mean? They control the assembly and the Senate, and they control the governorship. If they redistrict, and remember, Texas is going to pick up a couple of congressional seats. Illinois lost one. California lost one. New York lost one. Wisconsin, we were lucky not to lose one. Texas picks up a slug of them. So does Florida. And if they redistrict, they are going to cost us a lot of seats, a lot more. But there's a quirky law in Texas, in the Constitution. It says redistricting must be done. It must be done the first regular session of the legislature after the publication of each U.S. decennial caucus. Decennial every 10 years. The publication just occurred of the census. What's the next regular session? Texas has a very weak governor system and frankly, a weak legislature system, although they're stronger than the governor. And they hardly ever meet. They hardly ever meet. Their next regular session, believe it or not, is 2023. They don't meet in 2022. They don't meet in 2022. What Abbott and the rest of them are trying to do is redistrict in a special session in 2022, which will set bad things for the next 10 years. The Democrats want to not have that happen. That would mean by federal law, they're going to have to be redistricting. That means judges would do it. We might get fair maps. We would get fair maps. And then in 2023, it'd be politically a lot harder for the legislature to change that, since our argument would be that we already followed the Texas Constitution and we redistricted right after, through the courts, right after the U.S. Decennial Caucus. So that's happening down in Texas. That's a very good development. Look forward to that development. And look forward to a successful resolution of that case. Be a very, very good thing. Well, one of my least favorite members of Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene, issued a threat. She has now threatened the telecom companies. You know, she'll threaten AT&T, Spectrum. She'll threaten all tech companies, Facebook, Twitter, all the rest of them, if they comply with congressional subpoenas issued by the January 6th commission. Kevin McCarthy went halfway. He is obviously the minority leader. He said to the companies, we will not forget it if you comply. That is obstruction in and of itself. But Tucker Carlson of Fox had her on, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and he agreed with her and egged her on when she said, we will shut down the telecoms. No, she isn't shutting down anything. First of all, the Congress can't shut down anything itself. She's denied the ability even to serve on committees because he's advocated assassination of a public official. She's bad news. But the fact that she can say that, and the fact that a Fox host will sit back and go, okay, yeah, that's good, egg her on. And the fact that Kevin McCarthy, minority leader, basically covertly gives her cover by saying that he will not forget, and the Republicans won't forget if they get in the majority what these people did. And there's a lot of ways they can hurt them. They can get rid of certain legislative protections they have and so forth. Okay, great show. Good call-ins. Coming to the end of the show. Your great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Krupp. You have Earl Ingram, 5 o'clock, Earl Ingram. Great evening program. Great weekend programming. Capped off by Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.